Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is going to be one of our solo shows. We do one of these from time to time, and this was not because somebody had canceled at last minute or something like that, but rather because this past week I had quite an interesting experience at Shaping Connecticut's Future, Drive 235. It has been an event that has been going on now for a number of years here in Connecticut, and every year they pick a different location, a different venue. There are different issues to discuss. And basically the goal of this particular event, the one this year, which was held in Stamford at Abigail Kirsch at the loading dock, the whole goal is to figure out where are we going in Connecticut, okay? What are our challenges? What are our opportunities? There are multiple items that you could put under challenges or opportunities. What are they as of 2025? And how do we work with those? How do we improve those for the next decade? For people who are moving to Connecticut today, for people who may move to Connecticut in the year 2030, and businesses, what do businesses, Connecticut's employers, need to consider for the year 2035 so as to stay competitive, not just in one particular industry, but as a whole, as all of Connecticut? And that is the focus of these Shaping Connecticut's Futures events. And this year it happened to be held in Stamford. This was my first time going to one of these. I've met some other people who had been to ones before, and this one, though, was new to me. It was very interesting, and I think that I've outlined a pretty exhaustive list, and hopefully as we go through the hour, I'll be able to run down the numerous thoughts that were brought up and my review of those particular items as the event continued down in Stamford on Wednesday afternoon. So let's just start by talking about how the day began for me, okay? I did my usual morning news on Wednesday. Here I was in upstate Connecticut. I knew I had to head down to Stamford, and at some point, after 10:30, 11, I had wrapped up and I started to move southwest. Now, this is an adventure that I have made seemingly a million times. I blitz across the whole state of Connecticut. And one weekend, it's really amazing. You could be in Litchfield, you could be in Killingly, you could be in New London, and you can be in Greenwich all in one weekend, really, if you wanted to. And there are plenty of times when I have done just that, and I have friends from Manhattan, so I'm familiar with going down to that region on a somewhat regular basis. But I always do it, I'd say 90% of the time that I do that drive, it is off-peak hours. And obviously, if you're driving at midnight or even 8 at night or really early in the morning, and even midday hours, 1 p.m. It's a more tolerable, you could be more tolerant of the drive, right? There's less traffic, there are less jams. However, if you do it in the morning, if you do it in the afternoon, and if you're on the wrong side of the highway, if you're heading south in the morning when everyone's trying to get down to Manhattan, that's a problem, okay? If you're heading north when everyone's leaving Manhattan and heading further north or east, that's a problem, okay? And that is exactly what occurred on my way down and on my way back. But what was weird, if you listen closely to what I'm saying, I left midday at 11 a.m., and it took me a lot longer than it normally would, more like 2.5 hours. I can usually do it in 1:45, maybe, if it's off-peak or if traffic is cooperating, 1.5, 1:45. I was not too thrilled, but I didn't run into anything other than run-of-the-mill construction. For example, the Heroes Tunnel. I went down on the old Wilbur Cross, and I sat there for about 25 minutes because they had a portion of a lane closed, and you had to get over into one lane. And I wasn't sitting but for maybe a mile or so, and finally started to move. But that's frustrating. And when I got down to Stamford, it was right before the event began, so I didn't miss anything. I got to do some mingling, and then the event started around 1:40 or so. I can't help but notice that it was a common theme that people are unhappy with transportation in Connecticut. It's both an opportunity and it is a challenge. If you're talking about attracting business and residents to Connecticut, one opportunity that there is that the transportation is cheaper, whether you're talking about driving in Connecticut in that there are no tolls, unlike our neighboring states. We fought that battle a few years ago in Connecticut, and the result was no tolls. You've got mass transit. There is a cost to that, of course, but it is on the cheaper side. So that is one opportunity that if you're trying to get people to come to Connecticut, move to Connecticut, work for your company in Connecticut, one opportunity is that the roadways, that the transportation overall is a little bit more competitive in cost than some other areas, such as Manhattan. I drove down to Manhattan not too long ago and racked up some tolls and congestion pricing and all that good stuff, and I owe something like $30 before the end of the month. That was one trip, $30. Whereas I drove down to Greenwich, Stamford Greenwich, at the line there for this event at Abigail Kirch on Wednesday, and other than gas, there was no expense. Okay, so that is one opportunity that I did hear mentioned at the event, whether it was by people speaking at the panels or by people who were just congregating and I was mingling and talking with some of those folks. But, of course, the obvious challenge here is that you've got congested roads, not just local roads, but highways overall. So if I can't get through the Heroes Tunnel in 1.5 hours because they have some construction going on the other side of the tunnel, that is a challenge. And if I'm trying to get down to another part of the state for a meeting, for an event such as this, that is a problem, and that is a hard sell that people will experience that. And I've noticed that people in southwestern Connecticut in particular kind of make a little joke about it. Oh, well, you know, I got stuck on I-95. They kind of make light of it, and maybe that's their way of coping with it. But that really is a problem. If you're recruiting somebody from Texas, and Texas has some much larger highways than Connecticut does, I'm just thinking about my trip down to Dallas where they have service roads and a regular highway and an express highway all in one, something like, 8-9 lanes in one direction, versus the Merritt Parkway, for example. Well, that's an obvious challenge that Connecticut faces, and it's a hard sell to people if they're moving here. So there have been numerous ideas that have been floated in recent years, and these came up at the event in Stamford the other day, Shaping Connecticut's Future. You know, one idea that I had heard casually mentioned, there should be no trucks on I-95 during peak travel time. Well, New York's not going to like that. How about alternating lanes of travel during peak drive times on I-95? And that's been an idea that has been mentioned before, and it came up, in fact, in the last candidate, the race for the 4th District in Connecticut for Congress. That was one alternative to Congressman Jim Himes. The idea that there should be alternating lanes of travel. If you have 6 lanes, the busiest lanes heading north in the afternoon, for example, maybe on the other side of the highway you use another lane or two, And, you know, that would be one way to mitigate or speed up some of that traffic. That's one idea that's been floated around. I'm not saying that any of these are workable or not. But the one idea from a business standpoint that I heard talked about most at the event Wednesday, hybrid working. Okay, you had so many of these CEOs, primarily from tech companies, from healthcare, who are saying when and where possible, people ought to work hybrid schedules. That does not mean that it has to be 100% virtual, nor should it be 100% virtual. But the thinking is that if you have a workforce and you're trying to recruit people to Connecticut, and you know that infrastructure, aging roads, roads that were built in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and developed 60, 70 years ago or further back. One idea is to move people here, sure, but have them work a hybrid schedule. This is not me pitching this idea. This is just something that I happen to hear numerous times. You have people that are building up businesses based on internet, based on technology. It's okay to meet when you have to meet. And there are opportunities to meet, places to meet, even if it's not a traditional office. Maybe you're renting out a restaurant or you have a business coffee meeting or something like that. But a hybrid work schedule gets people in the area geographically. You can collaborate, you can work, you can email, you can call, and then you can socialize and do all of your work functions in person when you have to do it, thus reducing the number of people who need to hop on roadways, who need to hop on cheaper mass transit. Whether you like that idea or not, that is one thing that was floated about. I'm Morgan Cunningham. This past week, I had the opportunity to go down to Shaping Connecticut's Future, the Drive to 35. It was a great event. Learned a lot. I learned a lot because it was friendly networking. You had all of these CEOs and big leaders who took time out of their day to come into one place. And what I noticed was that everybody was looking to get...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Everybody's attention. In a good way, nobody was over the top. But what I mean by that is that if you wanted to approach someone, you could. They had a smile on their face. They were happy to listen to you. They were happy to give you their 30 or 60 second elevator pitch about what they're doing and what is important to them. So I'd say it was a good event because you had the ability to meet people you otherwise wouldn't have access to. I've got lots of business cards, and before too long, we're going to be bringing on a number of these people onto Spotlight Connecticut. Maybe in the new year, maybe once we've gotten through the holidays, we'll get some of these folks on to talk about where Connecticut is going in the next 10 years. One of the issues that I heard a lot about, electricity. It is no secret that one of the biggest challenges facing Connecticut in 2025 and will be in 2026 is the fact that Connecticut's electric rates are the third highest in the nation. You're hearing politicians from both sides of the aisle, blue and red, saying that this is a big issue. But the business owners, the business community, CEOs who are speaking at this event at Abigail Kirsch at the loading dock in Stamford, they don't think it's being talked seriously enough. One of the panelists I heard talking about making Connecticut attractive for business talked about how AI and data center construction, which requires a lot of juice, a lot of electricity, those businesses are reluctant to come to Connecticut. Now, of course, it's important that they be here because you've got New York and you've got Boston. Connecticut could be competing in this space, but they don't like the idea of paying the amount of money that they would have to pay for the electricity. They don't like the idea that the regulation in Connecticut would require profound, and also at the federal level too, profound time to make another, say, nuclear reactor or expand nuclear capabilities in Connecticut. One idea to counter this that I heard from one of these CEOs, there are traditional fuel companies that are leaving or have left Connecticut, or businesses and plants that have now been decommissioned. Think about what you see in Hartford going into or leaving Weathersfield. You've got the old decommissioned Mira trash to energy plant. Well, what's that doing there? It's just sitting there. So one of these CEOs had recommended that there be an opportunity to update these facilities, generate more power somehow, some way. Connecticut is in need of it because you have an industry that could be competing here, but these CEOs do not see it as viable to bring it here. Now, location is everything, of course. As I had indicated, Connecticut is situated very perfectly between New York and Boston. And another CEO that spoke at this panel talked about excellent meetup opportunities throughout the state. Of course, the challenge is infrastructure. You've got to be able to get from one place to the other. But one question that had been raised was, why is it that all of the investment seemingly goes to Stamford or Western Connecticut? People talk about Western Connecticut often. Litchfield County, after COVID, saw a boom in people moving into the Northwest Hills so as to relocate for work, maybe move their small business here, go virtual or hybrid, those kinds of things. And Litchfield County as a whole saw that expansion. The question is, when is that going to happen, or can it happen in Eastern Connecticut? Eastern Connecticut has fewer highways. Yes, it has I-95 on the southern end. It's got Route 2, at least into New London County, Norwich. You've got I-395, which takes you all the way from Thompson down to the Waterford, New London area. So, yes, there's some accessibility. 384, of course, off I-84, taking residents into Bolton and Coventry, that whole area. But the question is there room to invest in Eastern Connecticut? You have cities there like Norwich. You've got Putnam. You have New London. Where is there room to expand in those particular areas and communities? If Stanford is trying to poach off of New York City, we're going to bring that up in a little bit. Can Putnam, can Norwich, can New London try to do the same from Providence and from Boston? It is a worthwhile question because this isn't just marketing half of Connecticut. Oh, look at the proximity to New York and all the businesses could move to Stanford for cheaper, or residents could move to Fairfield County. It would be cheaper than what they would be paying in Manhattan. That's an argument that is being made in Fairfield County. Where is that argument being made in Windham County? That's what some of these business owners are asking. At some point, it'll become a problem in Western Connecticut, if it hasn't become a problem already, as far as traffic is concerned and the cost of housing. This will have to shift eastward. They're looking at that expansion coming up in the next decade. By 2035, could we see more expansion happening in Eastern Connecticut? Take a look, for example, this isn't hyperbole, take a look, for example, at what went down with General Dynamics Electric Boat. You heard the story about a month ago that they bought the old Crystal Mall in Waterford, and they just actually closed on the Sears property this past week. They're going to move their administrative tasks and trainings and so on and so forth over to the old mall that was pretty much dead and dying, so that in Groton, they could focus on their manufacturing. That is the kind of expansion that the CEOs are looking at all across Connecticut. And they're wondering where that is specifically in Eastern Connecticut. So if you think that Putnam, Willimantic, Norwich, New London aren't on radars, these CEOs are starting to think about it, because it is getting to the point where Western Connecticut, I wouldn't say has peaked in their minds, but there might be other locations for them to go. It is true, I could have picked any song. I just happened to be in the mood for this one. Eric Burdon and the Animals, San Franciscan Nights. It raises a great question. Where is a hit song for Connecticut? That was a hit in its day. And I could have picked literally any song that mentions any particular place or country or city. But the question is, where's a hit song that mentions Connecticut? There might be one out there. I just don't happen to know of it. I'm trying to think. I can't come up with one off the top of my head. If you know, by all means, find me on social media at MC News Talk. That in itself could be a marketing ploy to get people to pay attention to Connecticut. How many songs mention New York? Oodles. What about Chicago? Just played an example from San Francisco. Vegas. Los Angeles. Boston. The list can go on and on and on. Nashville, that's another prime example. Is there a song one day that could be made about some place in Connecticut? If we're talking about marketing the state on a bigger picture, a bigger basis. San Francisco Nights, that tied in with the whole Summer of Love in 1967, that whole flower power era. Just something that came to me myself this past week as I went to Shaping Connecticut's Future, the drive to 35 at Abigail Kirsch at the loading dock in Stamford, Connecticut. Where is Connecticut's hit song? Is there one? Tell me, somebody, or think one up better yet. If you don't have an example, think one up better yet. Education came up a few times during that event. And I remember that there was one person in particular on a panel about education who said, quote, blow up the current school model, end quote. No, not a school. This isn't about violence. Do not take that the wrong way. The question simply was, why are we teaching kids?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Basically the same way that we did 100 years ago. And if we aren't, this person went on to further talk about how schools are not doing a good job in convincing the public of that. And drew specifically on children in China who were learning how to do computer coding at the age of 5. They've already learned their ABCs. They're doing computer coding at age 5. And by the time they reach college age, how competitive will they be? What skills will they have developed? And they believe that this is a miss in the United States of America as a whole, not just here in Connecticut. That's a question that was raised about education at this particular event. Another challenge that I would say was pretty prevalent, if we educate kids in Connecticut, if we give them internships in Connecticut, can we keep them in Connecticut? One of the speakers happened to be one of the presidents from the state of Connecticut state colleges and universities system. Dr. Bulmer from Southern Connecticut State University. She touted how the system will graduate students each year, and 95% of them as a whole will stay in Connecticut to work in Connecticut. So the challenge is to figure out how to keep that number where it is, if we're talking about just the state school system. And how to make that enticing to students to want to go to one of the state schools across Connecticut. And one of the opportunities that they foresee is in the healthcare world, where there are jobs that are plateaued and on the rise in that particular field. So what they have been doing at Southern, what they've been doing at the system as a whole, is trying to get students into internships at local hospitals in the state and hope that by time those internships have finished or the students have graduated or moved on to another round of education, higher education, that jobs and opportunities will await them in healthcare. They say that there's a need. They say that they keep 95% of students in Connecticut, and healthcare is one of the tricks that they are using to keep kids in the state. Because the question in their eyes is, particularly in the state school system, what are you preparing these kids for? I personally, me, Morgan Cunningham, I graduated Eastern Connecticut State University. And before I started my senior year, I began working part-time in the cluster where I work today. And look at what has come of me since. Doing the morning news, doing talk shows on the weekend, those kinds of things. It made sense, right? Because I grew up in Connecticut. I went to school here in Connecticut. So I would say yes, that that is a mission of the state schools, that they're able to put out students into the workforce in Connecticut. The other challenge here is that some of these fields are really competitive, really hard, and these students have got to want it. Someone has to instill that in them, that it's not just about reading the textbook and doing a good job on a test, that they actually have to want it. They have to want to work. They have to want to fight to get a job. They have to really advocate for themselves. So competition in education and evaluation in education, those are some issues that came up. How are we evaluating our students? A, B, C, D, and F, and by multiple choice type questions, or should it be about the amount of work that they're putting in to get into their particular field? That's something that is on the minds of teachers and schools that are here in Connecticut as they try to prepare people for jobs in Connecticut. This coming all out of, by the way, if you're just joining us, out of the Shaping Connecticut's Future Drive to 35, an event in Stamford this past week. They do it every year. This year it happened to be in Stamford at the Abigail Kirsch at the Loading Dock venue. Talking about healthcare, there were questions of one panel that focused on healthcare. What about AI? Where does that belong in healthcare? And I heard numerous answers from panelists talking about a challenge in balancing AI. They believe that AI has a place in healthcare in helping, particularly with administrative tasks, but it cannot remove the human touch of healthcare. Dr. Krishnan Naramshan of Stamford Health, he said it best. I remember his quote. He was asked about implementing AI and can there be robots run off of AI working in healthcare? Imagine that. Imagine that. If you grew up watching the Jetsons, here we are in 2035, and that is 2025, talking about 2035, and that is one of the questions. Can we have robots working in healthcare? And what place would that have? He was asked about that. And his answer was that the hand-holding of healthcare when someone is sick, when someone is going through a hard time, when someone is dying, that cannot be simulated by AI, by a robot. But administrative tasks could be strengthened, enhanced further because of AI. That's something that is on all of the panelists' minds. Healthcare opportunities across Connecticut, healthcare CEOs across Connecticut, talking about how the field is on the rise, how AI will assist them in their mission, but cannot replace, again, I'll say it again, the hand-holding of healthcare cannot be simulated. I thought that that was a really powerful quote that came out of the event on Wednesday. All right, I did ask people if they know of songs that mention Connecticut, send me a note on socials at MC News Talk. And guess what? Two diligent listeners did reach out. One said that Brass Bonanza is Connecticut's song. All right, I'd agree with that. I forgot about that one. I actually have one that I'm going to use to close out the show that fans of WTIC would know for sure, longtime fans. But then I got a message from old friend Karen in Southington, a real reliable listener of ours. Peace Frog by The Doors mentions New Haven. You know, I knew that there were some songs out there that people would identify as being quintessential Connecticut songs. When I was putting together the bumpers last night, I couldn't think of one. And that, I guess, in itself is a problem. I've lived in Connecticut my entire life. I couldn't think of one. Go figure. Marketing. Let's talk about marketing Connecticut. I want to draw your attention to what was a cover article in the New York Post. 25% of New York City move out because they're unhappy with the results of the 2025 mayoral election, with Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani set to take office on January 1st of 2026. Now, how many people say that when the president is elected that if they don't like him, they're going to move to Canada or someplace else? Many people do, and we don't usually see a mass exodus that occurs. Always somebody, but not a mass exodus. So it is yet to be seen what will happen exactly in New York. That's all I'm saying. But Stanford is playing into this 110%. They don't know if there's going to be a mass move out of residents of businesses in Connecticut, but they are starting to put out commercials. Yes, they are. And they talked about it loud and proud at Abigail Kirsch at the loading dock at the Shaping Connecticut's Future Drive to 35 event. And I thought that that was really aggressive of Stanford. But let me point out that the challenge that Stanford has, they're trying to get more business, they're trying to get more residents to move into the city, the second busiest, most growing city in the state of Connecticut. And the mayoral race that just wrapped up earlier this month. You know what one of the biggest questions and concerns was in the challenge to Mayor Caroline Simmons, the Democrat who was just reelected? The question that was simply asked, can Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut, handle 10,000 more cars on the road? Think about that. If that's over the course of the next decade, let's say that's an average of 1,000 more vehicles, 1,000 more residents, families on the road. And if you're talking about a family, you've got two parents, let's say you've got one or two kids, eventually they're going to grow up, they're going to need a car of their own, or they're going to want one at least, they're going to be driving. And even if they're taking the train, that's a strain on the train system down there. You know, I talked with somebody at the event. They love living in Stamford. They left New York, but they still go down there for a hybrid schedule. They work at Google. And from the moment they leave their door in Stamford, drive to the train station, get on the train, and navigate all the way down to New York, they told me it takes them about an hour and 45. Think about that. So the question is, can Stamford handle 10,000 more cars? They're putting out commercials. They're trying to attract people to Connecticut. That's a good thing. That's an opportunity. They're playing on people who aren't happy, or businesses that aren't happy with the outcome of the election, as one would expect them to do so. But the challenge they face is, can they handle that kind of growth? And of course, everybody's going to want more and more and more. So when we get to 2035 and we start talking about the drive to 45, I don't know what the question will be. But I'm sure that people will be questioning if there can be more physical growth. You talk about New York that sinks, what is it, a centimeter every year? Will that start to happen in Stamford or Bridgeport? And that goes back to the question that I heard brought up by other CEOs. When is this migration to Connecticut, if it is truthfully happening, and if we're going to push for it to happen more in the next decade, when is it going to impact Eastern Connecticut even more? You started to see the expansion of General Dynamics Electric Boat buying the failing Crystal Mall and moving its administrative tasks in there slowly but surely. Just this past week, closed on the Sears building. So it's happening. The expansion is happening, but at a much slower pace in Eastern Connecticut. And the other criticism is that I heard from some of the business leaders and community leaders who spoke. Good for Stamford. They're advertising and they're trying to sell that idea. Are other cities doing it? Is the state of Connecticut as a whole doing it? We have the marketing campaign going on about pizza. And that has made waves, particularly in New York and Chicago. They don't like a third competitor. It was bad enough that New York had to compete with Chicago and vice versa. Now Connecticut is saying that the pizza is so good here. Here's an idea that was floated. What about marketing Connecticut pizza in Italy. They may or may not agree. That's not the point. The point is to put Connecticut on the map someplace else. And you know where this idea stemmed from? A conversation on a panel about Greenwich, Connecticut, which is known as the hedge fund capital of the world. And the Greenwich Economic Forum was there and talked about how once upon a time, about 30 years ago, a Chinese delegation came to Connecticut to try to understand why it was hedge funds flocked to Greenwich. What was about Greenwich's history that led to a rise in hedge funds and venture capital moving to that one particular town of 60,000 residents in southwestern Connecticut, where the average home in 2025 is running in the mid $3 million range? Why? Why there? And the Greenwich Economic Forum said, if you go to China today and you mention Greenwich, they know what you're talking about. So is there an opportunity, the big broad question here that has come out of Shaping Connecticut's Future, the Drive to 35? If we're going to be talking about marketing Connecticut, okay, do so in New York, do so in Boston, do so in this region or in the country. Think bigger, though. Where can you market what the state has to offer or its twists on something popular someplace else like pizza in other countries? I had other bullet points too, but unfortunately we are just out of time talking about Shaping Connecticut's Future, the Drive to 35. It'll be interesting because here we are at the end of 2025 and 2026 will be here before you know it. One of the biggest issues that those CEOs do not think is being talked about enough is the cost of electricity, third highest in the country. What does Connecticut do about electricity as a means to attract AI and data center construction in the state? If we have cheaper roads, i.e. no tolls, what do we do to combat the amount of traffic on our roads that prevent people or discourage people from traveling about the state or maybe turn them off from moving here? Do we add more hybrid work opportunities to try to reduce the burden on roads and on rail? What about education? What are we doing? Are we competitive enough with our five-year-olds if China is starting to teach kids how to do coding at age five? These are the big questions that are on the minds of our business community leaders in Connecticut, and it was on full display in Stamford this past Wednesday. I was glad to have been there, glad to have gotten some business cards, and we'll get people on the show as we get into 2026 on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. Next week, there is a homegrown campaign here in Connecticut to help families in Ukraine for the holidays. USA for Ukraine. And it happens to be out of Greenwich, which we were just talking about not too long ago. More on that next Saturday afternoon at 2. Have yourself a good week and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.